niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe ohula, leika ilima, tuo hivina niillä
Aloha kakou. Aloha, my friends, and welcome to another kickback morning around the kitchen table with Nakai Evalu. Viki holtakamine, kaho'one panoke, noe tanigawa here. And we're thinking about everybody putting the finishing touches right now for the 93rd annual King Kamehameha Floral Parade. They're going to start at 9:30.
Oh, my God. Aloha kakahiaka, everyone.
They're all sitting on their horses up getting ready to go by the queen, the
king statue. And it's hot.
Statue on King Street.
Vela Loa.
Yes, Vela Loa. Tucking that last kukui nut into the papu.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
And then at Kapiolani Park, Nahana no Eau o Ka Paki Pika. What does that mean?
Nahana no Eau o Ka Paki Pika was started several years ago by the Celebration Commission. People needed to have a place to go to after the parade. So since it was ending at Kapiolani Park, they decided to expand on that and they started to bring in food booths because people want to eat afterwards and brought in some entertainment. And it was an opportunity for them to have an audience or a venue to present the awards from the parade. So that's how that started.
But Nahana no Eau means craft.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Crafts of the Pacific.
All Nahana over no the Eau, Pacific. Whoa.
Crafts of the Pacific.
That sounds fantastic. And that goes on from 9 o'clock into the afternoon there at Kapiolani Park. Also, we're celebrating Hawaiian music and Hawaiian music artists. Honored at the Nahoku Hanohano Awards this past week. We'll be finding out more about the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts, that's HARA, which presented the awards. And we have coming up the 2009 Male Vocalist of the Year. That's ahead on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every Saturday by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
you're so fascinating, I'm not asking that you be anyone but you. But when you come home, try to come home alone. It's so much better with two. Well, now I'm out in the cold and I'm growing old. Standing here waiting on you. It'll be all right when the morning comes.
Channels. You're listening to Nākai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. And we're thinking about this past week's Nahoku Hanohano Awards, honoring the best in Hawaiian music. Of course, it was a great party, right, Vicky Kaho'one? You were there.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was
I watched
a fabulous
it on
evening.
Television.
I mean, to me, they went all out this year with the ambiance of the room, the decorations, the food selection. I mean, from the time you got there, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how you got your sponsors on the walls. I'm like, oh, I need to do
projections,
that.
Maybe. Yes. Well, and we also have with us a member of the Board of Governors for the Hawaii Academy of Recording Artists, which, of course, sponsors the Hokus, John Aieto, General Manager of Visionary Related Entertainment. Hi, John.
Aloha.
Yay, aloha, everybody.
Did you also say that he's our boss?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right. Oh, forgot.
That's not true. Anybody that knows this group knows that they have no boss.
And we're rolling right now.
We are. So, John, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wanted to invite you because as a member of the Board of Governors for Hawaii Academy of Recording Artists, you have a real insight to what that institution represents and what its mission is.
Yeah, it is it's an interesting board. I sit on several different boards, and I got on this board about almost 2 years ago. It is the most hands-on board of any board that I'm on or ever been on. It's 11 members, and literally it is a working board. So really a lot of aloha to the board members who have actually served multiple terms. Skylark, for instance, has been on the board since the inception.
Whoa.
So she's over 30 years. Ken Makuakane, over 15 years. Ipo and Hailama, I believe, close to 10 years. And, I'm fatigued after just being on it for 2 years. But it is a board where literally you get off of your horse and you get into the lo'i and you pull the taro.
What needs to be done by this group?
Everything. There is no executive director. All the bylaws, all the agendas, everything from promoting the industry to the picking of the nominees to the handling of the balloting to the putting on of the actual awards. There's two major events that HARA does each year. One is the Lifetime Achievement Awards, and then the other one is the Hoku Awards, or the Hoku Hanohano Awards. And all of those are done with volunteers. And then throughout the year, there are different projects that HARA gets involved in to promote the industry. And basically, we're a membership board, so we serve the members. And whatever the members tell us are things that they're concerned about in today's age, it's anything from the digital age to how do we get on iTunes to, how do we stop people from burning our music to, whatever their concerns are is what we field every day. And then we sort of prioritize that and move those agendas forward.
The members include members of the industry, so recording artists,
engineers
and promoters. So you look at like the Hula Records, the Mountain Apple.
Yeah, that's correct. There's several levels of membership. And if you're a recording artist, obviously you can be part of our board. But even if the people on the peripheral that make up the industry, the executive producers, the engineers, the artists, the people
graphic
who wrote
artists.
The liner notes, that's correct. They're all part of the academy. And then even if you are not directly part of the academy, you can then be a friend of the academy and still participate as a member.
Looking for new members?
Always.
All right. We're finding out more about the Hawaii Academy of Recording Artists, which had a huge party this past week, the Nahoku Hanohano Awards, honoring the best in Hawaiian music. More on that coming up on Nakai Evalu, coming to you thanks to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Someone told me long there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. today in days before. Sun is cold and rain is warm. I know it. Been that way for all my time. Till forever long ago, through the circle, fast and slow.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
That was for you, Kekaha. You're starting out another great Hawaiian weekend with Nakai Evalu. And coming up, we got one for all the ohana, putting the finishing touches on their pa'u, their hair, their lei, the horses all stepping in place, the bands are warming up, the men in blue, and the all-important street sweepers standing there right by Iolani Palace. They're setting up for the 93rd Annual King Kamehameha Celebration Floral Parade. So take a listen, try to make it down to the parade, or at least recognize that the traffic is going to be affected, all right? The parade begins at 9:30 from Richard Street, goes down Punch Bowl onto Ala Moana, then Kalakaua, Oceanside, all the way to Kapi'olani Park. And that is where the festivities happen from 9 o'clock this morning all the way into the afternoon. They're all a labor of love for your pleasure. And last week, we heard a little bit about what it takes to keep all the Kamehameha events happening. So today on Oahu, get out and enjoy. Coming up, we'll find out more about the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts on Nakai Evalu.
He mo olelo ko na ka na ka apau. Na kekahi mo olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo olelo e ho ike I ke kulana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Patty St. Germain, and I'm a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii with some tips about the best way to begin the home buying process. Many people think they should find a home first and then think about financing, but actually, it's the other way around. Getting pre-approved for a loan is the first step you should take. Getting pre-approved will help you determine how ready you are to buy, and if so, what price range you can comfortably afford. Then, your bank will provide you with a pre-approval letter you can submit with your offer. This will put you in a stronger buying position because the home seller will know you are a serious, qualified home buyer.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10. middle of June already. Okay, for you brand new graduates out there, the next song is for you, all right. This is Nakai Evalu. Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here. And we've got with us a very special guest, the general manager of Visionary Related Entertainment, who sits on the board of governors for the Hawaii Academy of Recording Artists, our dear friend, John Aieto.
And yay, we're on our way to the parade as we speak. So,
that's right.
You know, it's starting.
Oh, that's right.
The Cinco Kamehameha Day Parade.
Kamehameha Day Parade.
9:30.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, John, some interesting things that happened that Hailama Farden went up to Washington, D.C. You were just mentioning to us.
Yeah, Hailama and a group of people went up for the King Kamehameha statue ceremony, I believe. And upon his trip, met with both Senator Akaka and Senator Inouye and gave them a lifetime membership to the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts. Both of them have participated in albums, I believe, Senator Inouye was for liner notes on two different projects with Senator Akaka. You know, his brother is Alan, and the family has always been involved in the recording industry, so we honored him as well. And right across the street, Hailama went down and gave the president a friend of the academy status for lifetime. So we're excited about that as
We have the president.
The president,
as a member.
Know,
so if you're not a member of HARA, I think my membership lapsed. I better go and reapply, okay? I'll take that application now, John. But if you're not a member and want to be a member and you have done a recording, you just need to have two credits on an album or a CD.
Whether it's performing or any part of the project.
Right. Graphic artist, liner notes, Kamehameha.
Absolutely.
Ooh, how exciting is that?
And how's it look for the future of recording arts in Hawaii?
The future of recording arts is probably two stories. I think there is a lot of vibrance and fertility in the youth. If you listen to their music, there's some new young stars that are coming up. Rebel Soldiers, we love what Imua Garza is doing. And just a lot of talent. We've always had a lot of talent in the music industry, and that continues to be true. The next wave of young people coming through is consistent with all the waves that we've seen. I think where we struggle is where's the sustainability from an economic standpoint. And when you look at it overall, it's kind of interesting because really in the 60s and 70s, the recording industry wasn't big business. It was something more along the lines that you made an album. Hopefully it got played on a radio station. But you made an album and you played in Waikiki or you played at your auntie's luau. And, you know, the album was sort of like your business card. So it really was a way for you to get more performances. And then right around the 90s, when a bunch of Hawaiian radio stations went to FM and there was a big digital convergence into CDs, you had the large footprints of some of the big box music stores, the Tower Records and the Borders all came into, Sam Goody all came into the marketplace. Hawaiian music became big business. And that's when you saw a lot of wealth and a lot of units being sold in the industry. And you talk to people like Auntie Genoa, who, you know, really didn't sell a lot of records in her time. And Kale E. Reichel came on and literally sold a quarter of a million records in a really short time. Now you're starting to see the switch back to the record sales going down and almost returning full circle to what the industry was in the 60s and 70s, where it's more of a calling card and the artists are making their living, if you will, from performances.
Gosh, that's fascinating. Thanks, John, for that perspective. We're talking with John Aieto, who sits on the board of governors of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts, and we're celebrating Hawaiian music today. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Moby PCS, right here on the Visionary Radio.
Something that you just don't push aside. And I'll promise that I'll give you all my love, eh? Girl, I'll open up my heart because there's nothing to hide.
too high. Ooh, ooh, nothing too high. Girl, open up your heart and let your love shine through. 'Cause what's inside you can't deny. Them other guys was fooling you. Start. All the games played on your heart. 'Cause I've been watching you for so long. The love I witnessed was all wrong.
I would never ever wanna see you lonely.
'Cause your love is something that you just don't push aside.
And I promise I will give you all my loving.
Girl, I'll open up my heart because there's nothing to hide. Start a family. 'Cause I know the man above made you especially for me. I promise I would give my all to support your every need. I would sacrifice my life to fulfill your every dream.
I would never ever wanna see you lonely.
Aside.
And I promise I will give you all my loving.
Girl, I'll open up my heart because there's nothing to hide. Ooh, hey, hey. Ooh, nothing to hide. I got nothing to hide. Ooh, nothing to hide.
I'll be tossing, I'll be turning. Just feeling all your pain. I see the fire still burning. Promise we can last forever. Romance won't make you cry. I know that we can make it, 'cause there's nothing to hide.
I don't ever, ever wanna see you lonely. 'Cause your love is something that you just don't push aside. And I'll promise that I'll give you all my love, babe. I got nothing to hide. I got nothing to hide. Ooh, nothing to hide.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Very nice. Hawaiian music like a wave, starting your weekend. Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands every Saturday morning. Vicky Holt-Takamine, Kaho'une Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And our special guest today, our dear friend, John Aieto, who sits on the Board of Governors of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts.
So we talked a little bit about where the music industry is going, and you said now it's we're resorting back to the 60s and the 70s where the importance is on performance. But where are the performing venues for Hawaiian artists? I mean, I think there's a... I went down on Sunday to see Mike Ka'ava at the Ko'olau, Melvin's at the Elks Club. You know, where's everybody else playing? Because there's no other really venue. I think the Waikiki Beach Walk, the
Royal Hawaiian Center.
The Outrigger.
Aaron Salah is at the Royal Hawaiian Center now at the piano bar. Yeah. Upstairs
really?
In the
Pa'ina
Lounge that just started, the Pa'ina Lanai.
So I think one of the things that maybe we as Nakai Evalu can try and bring in, where are all the venues to kind of, and put that up on our website, where's everybody playing? Because that I'm always looking for somewhere to take somebody. You know, and
Akubone.
Yeah,
I know. Akupawa was a big winner too with their album. Congratulations to all the winners. Palika'ai Hui was really great.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes, to see Pali.
Yeah,
get those
we'll have
awards
to have him bring him on as a guest one day.
And he's not only does this makes his living from recording it,
right.
But he's also the
Lavanet.
Owner of Lavanet.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, Lavanet. Mm-hmm. And boy, has he taken that company and just gone skyward.
He's doing well. Yeah,
it's
how
really
artists,
well
recording artists, have to do something else to make a real living, which
yes.
is what we're talking about.
That is correct.
With John.
There's probably very few recording artists that, I would say very few performing musicians that's all they do is their art. A lot of them are bus drivers or teachers or
firemen,
city and county,
even a band.
And that's been consistent in our short history of recording arts here. One of the most famous musicians was Gabby Pahinui. He worked for years with the city and county.
Yes.
Sonny Chilling worked with the city and county and so forth. You saw last night Leonard Ka'apana won male vocal of the year, thanking his boss, Uncle Larry Mahal, for allowing him to travel around the world and continue doing his art. So, you know, it is very difficult, I think, and has always been to be a musically performing artist in this town, and continues to. As far as where are the venues, they're out there. They're hard to find. You need to look, and when you know where they are, you need to really highlight it and say, okay, this is a place that I'm going to go see Melvin once a month and support it. I'm going to go see somebody at the
Chico's on Thursday nights with
Chico's
Hoku Sudermeister
exactly.
and Nahoa alternating on Thursday nights. Chai's.
That's right, Robert.
Chai's.
Thank
yes.
goodness
right.
for Chai's. Yeah. Consistent every day of the week. Great Hawaiian music out there. And then the other place where you find music is you find it literally in at the big celebrations.
Yes.
So, for instance, this is graduation time. Tons of graduation parties, and that's where you find a lot of the young bands, and that's how they make their living. The Natural Vibes, the Kapenas, the Fijis, all those guys
Simplicity,
get booked
Debrettas.
For giant graduation parties. All
so I guess a message that we can leave with our listeners is that if you're thinking of having an event and you want to have entertainment, then please be sure that you include the performance fee in the budget. Because so many times over the years of even myself performing, you know, you get the call and you so-and-so wants you to come and perform and you want to help and you want to do this. And then they say, oh, by the way, there's no budget. And, you know, how many times have we heard that throughout our career in entertainment? It's not that we don't want to give back. But, you know, people have to realize that entertainers, like everyone else, has a mortgage to pay. They have kids to raise and food to buy and gasoline for the car. And so even if it may not be the performance fee that, you know, these performers should have rightfully for the talent that they put out. But at least if you provide them with something and then let them decide whether they can afford it or not.
Yeah.
So that would be my one suggestion to everybody out there who are planning events is to be sure that there's entertainment in the budget is just as important as food in the budget.
And the sound system.
And the sound system.
We're celebrating Hawaiian music today and thinking about all the Hoku Award, Nahoku Hanohano Award winners this past week and their families that make it all possible. This is Nakai Evalu coming at you every Saturday morning thanks to Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools right here on the Visionary Radio. Hawaii's favorite weekly FM radio magazine, bringing you Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, ideas or thoughts for your enjoyment every Saturday morning. And today we're celebrating Hawaiian music and sending shout-outs to Holonape Nahoku Hanohano 2009 Group of the Year, and they also got the Hawaiian Album Award, Kaho'one, Most Promising Artist, Kupawa. That was great, and we were so glad they brought their CD into Nakai Evalu last year. Album of the Year, Pali, right on. Contemporary Album, Amy Hanayali'i. And, of course, congratulations to Male Vocalist of the Year and Hawaiian Language Performance winner, Kaumaka'iwa Kanaka'ole, who is coming up on this program in just minutes. Thanks, John, for coming by. He sits on the Board of Governors of the Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts, which, of course, presents the Hoku Awards every year.
Always an honor to listen to you guys. Always an honor to spend time with you guys.
And mahalo, John, for giving us the opportunity of having Nakai Evalu.
I know. It was his brainstorm to begin with.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach. Others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
All right, nice set of music for your Saturday morning. And we're excited here at Nakai Evalu right now because we've got on the phone with us the winner of the Nahoku Hanohano Award Male Vocalist of the Year, a blockbuster album. You've got to check it out. The artist Kamakaiva Kanakaole on the phone with us.
Aloha noe, good morning.
Congratulations. What? Have you? I bet your life is your life going to change now?
I wouldn't say drastically because, you know, I think kuleana is kuleana, or responsibility is responsibility. So thank you for the many congratulations. And I don't know, I think to be standing on the same stage as my great-grandmother did 30 years ago, winning the same award, and then 10 years ago when the Halau and my grandma folks received the same award and my mom won.
Female vocalist of the year. Huh? What a legacy the Kanakaole family. I mean, just carrying on that legacy, and it's just wonderful to see that the next generation stepping into those shoes.
Mahalo, and you've all people have seen me grow up for many years now, and I know what it is, the breadth of what it takes in, as a hula practitioner to gain that kuleana.
Right, but it's also a deep responsibility that you wear on you. You know, it's your kuleana innately that you have to kind of move forward with the next generation. So it can be, you know, I think for your generation though, it can be a blessing and at the same time a burden.
Exactly, which is why I appreciate a good friend like Jeff, whom I can call and confide in and say, why is it so difficult? But, you know, friends like that give us perspective, and we have a great support system now in both the Hawaiian and hula community and the Koku community at large.
Yeah, I talked to Jeff this morning and I said, I'm going to interview Kamakaiva. He says, please give him my aloha and congratulations and hano him for all the good work that he's doing.
Mahalo.
Could you tell us about the recent album and we'll play something from it. So
what's your favorite?
Sure. I think one of my favorites has to be the one I do with Ainopo Ikealo o Maunaloa. Grandma wrote it and Mom, myself and Grandma performed it.
Album. Yes, yes.
And what were the thoughts going through your head when you put this particular album together?
Maturity. I think it came a point in my musical career or path that I finally had a clear picture or perspective as to what it is I wanted to say, and as a young contemporary Hawaiian and an active one at that in my community, and so I would have to have a product that would speak to that same generation and be true, be very mindful about the, you know, contemporary issues that we have. And so that was sort of the motivation.
I think what I like about this is that you draw on your traditional Hawaiian cultural traditions, the language, your oli, and all your grounding, and then have a very unique and contemporary way of sharing that. The sound is different. It's very different from what your mom them did, you know, uh-huh. And what grandma them did. So it sounds very, very young, very contemporary, and yet very ancient at the same time, which is, I think, what I like about it.
Okay, let's hear something here, and we'll be... Wait, can you hang on for a second, Kamakaiva? And we'll continue our conversation.
Ah!
across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite FM radio magazine, coming at you every Saturday morning right here on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and on the phone with us from his home on the Big Island, we have the Male Vocalist of the Year according to last week's Nahoku Hanohano Awards, Kamaka Iva Kanaka Ole.
So let's pick up your conversation where we left off. My thing is you're drawing from your ancient traditions and bringing it into contemporary. So can you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit, if that's...
Okay. Well, I think relevance is the key. In order to maintain, relevance and bridge, the whole idea of bridging the gap between generations is to be able to be cognizant of who we are, and what kind of issues and environment we have to deal with, and as Hawaii is now, and but being still having that connection to who we were, so that was sort of the motivation between finding a happy medium and also finding a common ground with both traditionalists and my contemporaries. So it was in that sort of spirit that the album had both in it had to have, because it was a reflection of what we are today, or at least my interpretation of that.
Right, and it's probably very difficult. I know Jeffrey finds it difficult living in my world. But you have both grandma and mama and aunties and also great aunts and a huge responsibility that I think and you take it on, which is really maikai in a very powerful way.
Well, ask why, and don't ask why, but why not? I mean, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? And I think with a no holds bar sort of attitude, we can begin to compose our own. You know, have the freedom to compose our own. You know, having learned the language and everything, why not use the those particular skills that we have? And composing your own mele gives you some sort of a lot of freedom.
With a CD like this, you're going to get world exposure. You're going to be talking to the world now with something like this. What do you think about that?
I think the performance, which is why we've been so successful as hula practitioners, I think all around, and Auntie Vicky has experienced this firsthand herself, is if anyone can speak, you know, to the universal, speak the universal language, it's the performing arts. It's something that kind of melds the divide, and it gives us a voice, you know, beyond language barriers. So that's sort of the hope with that. And world music is what I was going for, because we need to impact the world. You know, sometimes at home we are so convoluted with so many issues that it's overwhelming. So instead of starting from where the problem is, you begin larger. I think working from the outside in is what the music has to offer us.
This is Nakai Evalu coming at you every Saturday morning, thanks to Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hello.
Great to have you back with us around the kitchen table for Nakai Evalu. Hope you spend every Saturday morning with our brand of Hawaiian music and mana'o. And this morning, we're really thinking about Hawaiian music, right, Kaho'one?
Absolutely, of the because of the Nahoku Hanohano Awards, which was just a wonderful evening on Tuesday at the Sheraton Waikiki in the Hawaii Ballroom. And do you know, it was sold out completely, and they had to add on tables. But you would never think any of that was going on. Because the crew there, and I tell you, the volunteers that put this together just do a marvelous job. From the time you arrived there to the time you walked, and when the doors opened and you saw all that beautiful stage decorations and how the room was set out, you know, it was just lovely. I mean, as a Hawaiian, somewhat performer as well, and being a kumuhula, I mean, I was proud.
Excellent.
I was proud of Hawaiian music and being a part of that industry.
Well, we are. And let's congratulate some of our of the
yes.
others who won last
year. And you know what? Noi Music Video DVD this year went to one of our sponsors, Kamehameha Schools 2008 Song Contest. So if any of you want to you have a great memory of last year's song contest, by all means, pick up your music video DVD. It's a winner. And then also acknowledge, again, the Lifetime Achievement Award. One of the Lifetime Achievement Awards were Cecilio and Kapono, as well as the Sons of Hawaii, Keola and Kapono Beamer, the late John P. Lenny Watkins, and the late George Jarrett Helm. And that was a touching moment each time, because when you look at the achievements of these entertainers, marvelous. Mm. And the industry is where it's at because I think of the commitments and the works that these achievement winners, lifetime achievement winners, has provided to the industry. Also, a highlight was the female vocalist of the year.
Yes, Natalie.
Natalie Aikamo'u.
Thank you for bringing your CD into it.
I mean, I sat there and said, oh, we interviewed her. And then the song of the year this year is Island Days, and the composer is Pali Ka'aihui. And Pali comes from a great background, not only in the entertainment industry, but also in business. He's one of our Native Hawaiian business owners for LavaNet. So we're very happy for Pali and all of the winners, really. Who celebrated at the Nahoku Hanohano Awards.
You might not have won last night, but if you're making music, we appreciate it.
And you are a winner.
Nakai Evalu, and more music coming up. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
He mo'olelo ko nā ka naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Na kekahi e ho uru mai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
Mm-hmm.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Tuna Kai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
I've never known no other way. what's in a man. Oh, oh, oh. La 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 la. Oh, girl.
All right. Hope you like that one, my man. That was for you. Thanks so much for getting in touch with us, too, via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. We love to hear from you. Coming up, we have something for our friends there in Kona. But on the other side of the Big Island, we're talking with Kaumakaiva Kanaka Ole, who won Male Vocalist of the Year in this past week's Nahoku Hanohano Awards. Vicky?
I'm hoping you get nominated for a Grammys, but, you know, then we're competing with all the guitar players who are going to vote for the slacky artist, and that's the reality of a Grammy Award, okay?
Right.
So, any last words?
Well, my comment, actually, I was excited because, you know, the first person to congratulate me right after I had made that speech was Uncle Edward Ka'apana. We're both from the same island. In fact, my grandma Edith and her mother are from Puna. And to have him come and congratulate me and be an amazing peer at that and mentor was rewarding. And it shows that I think overall that it was to encourage and to challenge, issue a challenge to our people that, these are the conditions that we have to deal with as far as the voting members are concerned in the Grammys, then we need to make the best of it and we need to make stronger entries. The perspective of the Hawaiian vocalist or the Hawaiian composer needs to be strong enough in order to make that stand. And if, you know,
But I think that one of the things is that the Grammys are voted by people who pay $100 and join membership, and then you can vote. So it's not being voted on by the merits of the album, but people who don't know anything about Hawaiian music that are voting on the Hawaiian music category.
Yes, by the aesthetic value of our music alone. And I think a lot of the voting members happen not to be the artists themselves. I mean, you know, vocal performance aside, it's actually the musicians that support them. So there are many, many more voting members whom are musician or instrumental oriented than are Hawaiian, you know, than are inclined to any type of vocal performance. So we have, you know, that's a lot of odds going against us. But I think we've not respectfully done so. We should have two separate categories within the Hawaiian category, one for a Hawaiian instrumental and one for Hawaiian vocal performance.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Nakai Evalu.
Mahalo kahoone and anahe.
Aloha.
Mahalo noe. Thank you so much, you folks. Nakai Evalu. Aloha kako.
Ahuyo.
Ahuyo.
Spent in our younger days was all in fun. Oh, the good times that we had. We were young and it was fine to feel your spirit as it climbs. There are no regrets, only good times. In younger days, although we went our separate ways, you were my friend, you never turned away. Who can say what life will do
is kind to just a few, there are no regrets, only good times. Ooh, in time we will grow, we will change, as free. Sky, live your life and you will find there are no regrets, only good times, only good times.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Saturday morning, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu. And at this point on a Saturday morning, we'd like to take a moment to give you a thought for your week ahead.
So the Olelo No'ea was brought to you by Mobi PCS. Kupuna passed down these words from generation to generation. These are the wise sayings of our ancestors. And this one has a lot of meaning for many of the things that we discussed today. Papahi kahai o kalanakila. Honor the flag of the victor. To all of those winners of the Nahoku Hanohano Awards, this said in praise of a victorious person. It was also said in praise of King Kamehameha, who united all of the islands. So, kahai o kalanakila, the flag of victory, belongs to all of them.
Of course, and we're thinking about King Kamehameha today on Nakai Evalu, which comes to you every week, thanks to not only Mobi PCS, but our friends at Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
could never define what's being said between your heart and mind. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. When you say nothing at all.
When you say nothing.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Sure hope you've enjoyed the morning today. We've been thinking King Kamehameha, and we've been deluging you with wave upon wave of Hawaiian music as we thought about all the great artists and their families that put out the music that was honored this past week at Nahoku Hanohano Awards. Kaho'une panoke.
Aloha. It's been a great show.
And I thank all of our guests today, Kamakaiva, Kanaka'ole, and John Aieto, who provide a really very important perspective on what it takes to produce these awards and how we honor our musicians and our vocalists.
And just remember, when you see a Hawaiian performer or a Hawaiian musician or a vocalist, go up and say aloha to them.
And the other thing, buy the music, okay?
Yeah, buy the music.
Whether it's on iTunes, if you only like one song, 99 cents on iTunes, you know, or go out and grab a CD and support your local musicians and artists.
That's a way to do it. We can all do that. Thank you for your company around the kitchen table today. And really, thanks to John Aieto, the general manager here at Visionary, for coming on in. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools, and it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Ahui ho.
I'll meet you at the Kapi'olani Park.
Okay.
Heading on
down. See you there.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Patty St. Germain, and I'm a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii, with some tips about the best way to begin the home buying process. Many people think they should find a home first, and then think about financing, but actually, it's the other way around. Getting pre-approved for a loan is the first step you should take. Getting pre-approved will help you determine how ready you are to buy, and if so, what price range you can comfortably afford. Then, your bank will provide you with a pre-approval letter you can submit with your offer. This will put you in a stronger buying position because the home seller will know you are a serious, qualified home buyer.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.